Skyrocketing healthcare costs and cost of college and just trying to afford a decent life are overwhelming too many. But there's no better place to create a better way forward than right here. But toxic politics are dividing us. I have the strength and the experience to solve problems and bring us together. My top priority will be to put those in the middle who are working hard and getting squeezed first. It starts with good schools and a good education. They lead to good jobs. When I was governor, we were number one in ACT scores and in the top three states for teaching math and science, but we've slipped. Even when times were tough, we increased school funding and we'll do it again. But I'm also gonna hold schools accountable for better results. And you know what? A four-year college degree may not be the best path for everybody. I'll make sure modern vocational training is a real option. Healthcare premiums are crushing us. Minnesota wastes hundreds of millions each year on healthcare for people who aren't even eligible. Give me a break. Let's use that money to lower costs for those in the middle. And I'm gonna hold big drug companies accountable for their role in the opioid crisis that's destroying lives. Let's stop hiding behind political correctness and make sure people getting government benefits are here legally. That's a no-brainer. And after paying into Social Security, you'll get to keep it. All of it. Because we'll stop taxing Social Security benefits for those who need it most. I'll restore common sense to Minnesota government with an open mind and big ideas. Why am I running? I've lived my whole life here. As the proud son of a truck driver and a mom who died when I was 16, I worked my way through college, and Mary and I raised our kids here. I want to finally put those in the middle first. It's a better way forward.